401ks are not fair.
Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to episode 54 of Finding True Wealth. I'm Nick Hopwood, and this is
Jim Pilot.
We're glad you're here. Today, we're going to talk about the comedy of the 401k and how 401k plans are just simply not fair. To kind of tee it off, I guess we'll kind of walk through a couple different scenarios of why I'm complaining here today. So, Jim, let's say you work at one of the big three automakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much can you put into your 401 if you're age 40?
40, you can put $19,000 this year.
Right, $19,000. Now, same guy works for XYZ company. Maybe that company doesn't have a 401k. How much can he put into his IRA?
If your company doesn't have a 401k, you're limited to an IRA contribution, which is $6,000 a year.
$6,000. So one guy can put in $19,000 tax advantage, and one can put in six, and it's not his fault.
Right. Big
right?
difference.
Yeah. I mean, $13,000. Not only are you getting the money easily put into your plan through payroll, but you're also getting the money invested. You're also getting the tax break on a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What if the same guy works at ABC company that does have a plan, but a lot of small businesses have a simple IRA, which is kind of like a 401k for small business. Now, the simple IRA allows you to do
$13,000 a year.
$13,000 this year. So is that fair? Like, you know, the first example, the company has a plan. They're doing $19,000.
Right.
This one's $13,000.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's a step in the right direction if, you know, from your choice of not having a retirement plan and having to contribute just to an IRA, but you're still $6,000 away from what you could do in a 401k.
Yeah. I wonder how much, I wish I had done the spreadsheet, but you know, I wonder how much $6,000 a year extra would add up to over a career.
Oh, yeah.
Plus earnings.
Yeah. It would probably
hundreds and hundreds of thousands,
yeah,
maybe.
It would,
yeah.
A lot, yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, you might wonder, well, why would a company have a 401k or a simple IRA or no plan at all? That's where we would refer you to a past episode, episode 2020. With Scott Westgate from MBC Retirement Planning Services, where Scott talks about plan design and how a small business owner might choose one plan design over the other. And speaking of that, you know, last year we had a simple IRA
mm-hmm.
for the last 5 years or so, but this year we flipped to a traditional 401k. And you know, I consulted with Scott on the costs and the benefits and everything. But that is a decision that the company owner would make. And as a result, the employees have to live with it, these limits of 13 versus 19, right? So what if the same guy is a small business owner? What if he works for himself?
Yeah, if you work for yourself, then you have even more options through the 401k.
So you can do a single K, where you're the only employee, or a SEP IRA, which is the traditional way to do it. But now I think that single K allows for more choices. But what's the single K limit? Like, it's in the 50s.
Yeah, because you can make the employee a contribution of up to $19,000.
Yeah.
Then you can make an employer contribution to make up the difference all the way up to about $55,000. You're right.
But really, in this case, I'm the employee and the employer.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so... So what sense does that make? 55,000. One guy can do 55, the other 19, the other 13, the other guy 6.
Right.
I don't get it.
Quite a discrepancy.
Right. It's strange. You know, it's strange. Now, most people, you know, they're not able to do 55, but you'd be surprised how many people would like to be able to put up to 55 in, and they can't.
Right.
Let's see. What else do we have here? Let's say it's the same guy, but now he is the small business owner. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he can decide, I'm going to do a 401, or I'm going to do a simple IRA, or I could not do a single K or a SEP because he maybe has employees. Okay,
yeah.
So he's making the decision, basically, plan or no plan. Mm-hmm. And then if I want to do a plan, a simple IRA versus a 401k.
Mm-hmm.
And with a simple IRA, there's less fees that they have to pay, but there's a match that is mandatory. With a 401k, you have some administrative fees, and the match is optional. But they also might offer a Roth as part of it.
Right?
So that was kind of appealing to me when I was thinking about flipping from a simple to a 401k, was adding that Roth capability.
Yeah, it's a huge advantage, because outside of a 401k, Roth contributions can be limited by the amount of income that you make. But by doing it within a 401k, there's no income limit anymore. So now you...
Whoa. Hold the brakes. Tap the brakes here. So you're saying that if I make over $193,000, I can't do a Roth IRA.
Correct.
But I can do a Roth 401k.
Yeah.
Up to $19,000.
Up to $19,000.
So but the company has to allow for that. Like the... Like we're saying, the business owner needs to decide to make that an option.
Right.
So I can either do 0 or 6 or 19.
Yeah.
And it all depends on whether or not the company owner is going to offer it.
Right.
Wow. Wow. All right. Yeah, and like if he was working at one of the automakers, you know, he could do... Can make $1 million and do $19,000.
Still put $19,000 away, yeah.
But not be eligible for a Roth IRA.
Correct.
Yeah. By the way, if you make $1 million, you're going to be in that 36% income tax bracket for the feds. I probably would not choose to do Roth because I would want that big deduction. If I was in the 10% bracket or even 24% bracket, I would more lean towards Roth.
Strongly consider it.
Yeah. Let's talk about the catch-up contributions for a minute. So the examples that we gave were age for a 40-year-old. What if we're talking about a 50-year-old lady? This lady in a 401k can do a catch-up.
Yeah, extra $6,000 per year.
So it goes from 19 to 25.
Yeah.
What a same lady now, IRA.
Same lady can only do a $1,000 catch-up.
So one has a $6,000 catch-up. And one has a $1,000 catch up.
Right.
Seems pretty good.
Yeah. So you're looking at a difference, though, of $25,000 a year versus $7,000 a year.
Yeah. It's just remarkable how this is kind of not fair, in my opinion. We make the most of it, though. We kind of, that's our job, is to look at the landscape and say, well, we want to maximize this and maximize that. Here's where we need to put the money. Let's see. Oh, how about this? Same lady, right? She's 50. She has a 401k for her small business. Now she's the owner. Like you said, the limit with the catch-up brings her to $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's say you and I work for her, but we're not contributing. Mm-hmm. So we decide that, we don't trust her, or we can't afford it, or we just don't like investing. What does that mean for her?
That means she could run into some testing problems with the 401k plan, which there's rules in there designed to make sure that the highly compensated people do not benefit unjustly versus the regular employees. So she may be limited in how much she can contribute and may have to, in fact, refund some of that back.
But she gave me the option. She gave you the option to put in, right? She even offered a match.
Yeah.
And we decided we didn't want it.
Yeah, still IRS rules.
Yeah, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
So ultimately, the limit's $25,000, but if the other participants are not contributing, it severely limits what the business owner can do. So, it makes it almost not worth having a plan in that case.
Right.
That might be why a lot of people just stick with the simple.
Yeah, I think that's why some of the smaller plans... If they can't get participation up where it's beneficial, they're better off and have a higher contribution limit through a simple, likely.
Yeah. Let's shift gears for a second and talk about Roth conversions or backdoor Roths. So we're a huge proponent of backdoor Roths if you're eligible. And I guess technically everyone is eligible, but it doesn't make sense for everyone. Mm-hmm. We say everyone's eligible because there's no income limit like there is for a Roth IRA contribution. But if they have another IRA already on the books, it muddies the waters a lot.
Yeah.
So let's say I have $100,000 in my IRA, mm-hmm. and you don't have an IRA at all.
Mm-hmm.
We both add $6,000 this year to our IRA with the intention of converting it to Roth.
Mm-hmm.
So we put in the money, and then the next day we convert it to Roth. For you, without an IRA, it ends up much cleaner.
Yeah, very clean. No
no tax
liability, yeah, if you do it right away.
Yeah, whereas me, I did the same thing as you, but because technically I still have this $100,000 Roth IRA, what we would do is take that $6,000 and divide it by my new IRA balance of $106,000, and the IRS would say only, you know, what does it come out to be, like 5.9%? 5.9% of your conversion is tax-free, because mm-hmm. they look at it pro rata. Very messy. I don't like to get into that kind of stuff. So if you make over 193 and you don't have a Roth IRA, or I'm sorry, if you make over 193 jointly and you are not covered by a 401k Roth option,
mm-hmm.
a backdoor Roth makes a lot of sense if there's no IRA.
Yeah, that's the big if.
Yeah. So a lot of people have already rolled over their old 401s into IRAs, and you know, it just doesn't make sense for them.
Right.
Jim, after all, we're talking about an investment vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we're complaining about 401ks and how they're not fair, we should probably talk about how all 401k plans could have different investment choices.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And different fees and different costs.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of, especially when you look at the age of the plan, a lot of newer plans or bigger plans can have a pretty competitive cost structure, but an older plan that's in a smaller plan where there's not as many participants or not as much assets in the plan, it can actually get pretty expensive.
Yeah, and the investment options can be very limited.
Right.
You know, I've always said not all 401k plans are created equal, and I'm referring to the investment choices. You know, a lot of these plans, they might have like a lifestyle fund lineup or a retirement date lineup, and that's great. But then when it comes to the individual options, they might not even have certain asset classes covered. I always am shocked how many plans don't have any exposure to emerging markets or, you know, high yield bonds. You know, they'll be like one bond fund,
yeah.
Exactly. One international fund.
Right.
Maybe like a mid cap growth fund and a small cap value fund, but mm-hmm. but that's it as far as small and mids go.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of limiting your choices like that. And sometimes we look at those choices and we say, well, you know, we'd pretty much rather just go with the target date fund.
Right. Or even a lot of the plans even only have actively managed mutual funds, which, you know, a lot of research will show you do not always outperform the index. So a lot of times the older plans don't have access to just a straight low-cost index option.
Yeah, I think the best plans out there, they'll have a full suite of target date funds. They'll have an index for each asset class and a active manager for each asset class. That way, you could blend different strategies together and have access to whatever you'd like. And you can do that. They don't have to have 1,000 funds, you know, access to 1,000 funds. They really only need like 20 funds in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like this robust list that you have to have. And I'll also say that we see big plans actually have like a brokerage link
mm-hmm.
where people can link a brokerage account to their 401k and invest in anything under the sun. And I have mixed feelings about that. If it was me, I'd love to have it,
mm-hmm.
but I know what I'm doing.
Right.
Right. I worry about some people that load up on high-flying tech stocks with 100% of their 401k.
Yeah.
Remember Enron?
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, things have been great in the market for the most part, but you never know what's going to happen next, and you worry about people day trading individual names.
Yeah. I had an individual talk to me about that. They said, every time oil goes down, I load up, and then oil comes up, and I sell it, and just doing that, speculating on one individual commodity sector, it's pretty aggressive, pretty risky.
Yeah, it is. And everything in moderation, right? It's okay to be more active with certain percentage of your portfolio. But if you're using all of the money to speculate on oil, I'd be concerned.
Yeah, definitely.
So in summary here, there's all kinds of different structures that the government has set up for us. They're kind of not fair. Some have really strict rules. Some have much higher limits than others. And the investment options inside can be different. The fees can be different. So I just wanted to complain for 15 minutes, you know, but also kind of underline and underscore how important it is to understand what your options are.
Yeah, figure out what your best option is and how can you take advantage of it.
All right, Jim, I think that's it. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, anytime.
If you have over $500,000 in your investment portfolio and you don't understand your 401k or simple or whatever options are available to you, and you're not sure if you're on track to reach your retirement goals, I think it's time for a second opinion. We'd love to speak with you. You can book an appointment online at peakwm.com.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopley. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a State of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.